inspiring, disquieting, and just plain funny. The events that shaped the year in pop music ran the gamut. Take Moby, for instance. The mild-mannered dance musician found himself the object of scorn from the inflammatory rapper Eminem, who threatened him with bodily harm during February's Grammy Award telecast. Moby also had the bad luck to be attacked not once but twice. A cat bit him in January, while three unidentified men beat him after a December performance in Boston. The Grammys set the artistic tone for 2002 by honoring the previous year's best acts. The February ceremony marked a coming-out party for singer-songwriter Alicia Keys, who took home 5 trophies, including Best New Artist, Best R&B Album, and Song of the Year for Falling. Of March saw veteran acts honored when the 17th annual Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony took place in New York City. Among the honorees were Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, the Ramones, Talking Heads, soul great Isaac Hayes, and pop singer Brenda Lee. April brought the first of 2 jarring deaths as TLC member Lisa Left Eye Lopez perished in a car accident in the Central American nation of Honduras. The most outspoken and flamboyant member of the female trio, Left Eye, was only 30. The 2 remaining members of TLC vowed to carry on as a duo and in November released the album 3D. That same month, U2 frontman Bono captured worldwide attention through his 10-day African fact-finding tour with then-United States Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill. Intending to shed light on the devastation wrought on the continent by AIDS, the Irish star frequently sparred with his companion while securing his reputation as a media-savvy advocate for world monetary reform. Pop's other foray into international relations didn't go quite so well, as Lance Bass failed in his quest to be the first pop star to blast off into space. The member of the singing group NSYNC trained in Russia for an October flight to the International Space Station, but was undone by his sponsor's failure to meet the Russians' $20 million asking price. October also saw the year's second shocking death, that of Jam Master Jay. The 37-year-old disc jockey for the rap group Run-DMC, real name Jason Mizell, was gunned down by unknown assailants outside his recording studio in Queens, New York. Run-DMC was the first rap act to achieve mainstream success in the United States with its hit 1986 collaboration with Aerosmith, Walk This Way. As the year 2002 ends, the big winners span the pop music timeline. 29-year-old rapper Eminem broke into cinematic stardom with his debut film 8 Mile, while 60-year-old former Beatle Paul McCartney was the year's top touring act, taking in more than $126 million in concert grosses. For the past 2 months, Eminem has topped the U.S. pop singles chart with his 8 Mile soundtrack hit, Lose Yourself. I'm Ray McDonald.
One shot, or one opportunity, to seize everything you ever wanted, one moment, did you capture, or just let it slip, yo.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy, there's vomit on his sweater already, mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs, but he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down, the whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out, he's choking how, everybody's choking now, the clock's run out, time's up, over, loud, snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity, oh, there goes rabbit, he choked, he's so mad, but he won't give up, that is, he knows, he won't have it, he knows, his whole back's at his roast, it's
toast.